dip in the print you dusted for.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, then doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
best man. Oh, thank you, little whiz kid. But me and my friend gotta eat. So go back to school, or the typing fool. Just get yourself out on the street.
Touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
With the Spectra top, you've got the best, a great lumbar support. Withstand your safety, beauty spots, a headrest not too short. Your Spectra top has even more, a handy comfy seat. To sit and bathe, for pedicures, or just to soak your feet. On your drywall, a utility shelf, its use as good as gold. For books and kits, martinis too, a safety bar to hold. For cigarettes, a storage shelf, with lots of room to spare. For soap, shampoo, and bubble bath, and your rubber teddy bear. You're gonna win with Shower Tower, it's in. Two-headed shower, you'll win with Shower Tower. Lots of style, versatility, win with Spectra 70 in. With Spectra 70, things are looking great, things are up to date.
From both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just the simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio. radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard is now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the story you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a signing next week out on Forest Lawn.
Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts.
And all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could never be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde, stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving. Like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil. Running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper.
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance, so Buffy didn't stand a chance. And the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf. So here's a toast to Jay-Z's health and to Puff Daddy, Pete Diddy or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever. Cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dog, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you could do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Look, the red light's on again in the studio, all right? Okay, a bit of respect. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
One, two, three, four.
So afraid.
that before I could rest, I'd have to learn to save my own. Seeing my warnings, all those led astray. Dreams are cunning and sadistic, always ready to betray. Always ready, always ready, 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 always ready to betray.
Words in the title of this recording, Seven Secrets of Selling to Women, are usually considered as synonymous, women and secrets. The unusual feature is the fact that secrets are being revealed, but the author, Dorothy Walters, is an unusual woman. A few years ago, she and her husband, with two small children, faced an economic crisis. It was necessary to augment the family income. Dorothy, or Dottie as she's known to thousands of friends, met the situation by discovering within herself a tremendous talent, the ability to sell. Since that time, through cultivation of her talent, she's enjoyed dynamic success in the fields of advertising, sales training, writing, and lecturing. Surely no other person, male or female, is more eminently qualified to reveal the seven secrets of selling to women than Dottie Walters.
For centuries, woman has been like the Sphinx of Egypt, an eternal mystery to men. Men have cursed her, loved her, enslaved her, worshipped her, but they've always been mystified by her. Now in our modern commercial world, man must try to sell her. Since today most men sell their products or services either directly or indirectly to women, the key to the mystery of why women act as they do is important to every sales organization. American big business is ardently pursuing the American woman customer. All sorts of specialists are being enlisted and millions spent in the quest for the enigmatic, glittering prize, the female buyer. And as if this were not hard enough, men must also sell women no matter where they go, in their homes, in their offices, and in the offices of their clients. Oftentimes, selling the wife of a prospect will turn the trick of closing a sale. The purpose of this recording is to unveil the seven secrets of selling to all women. You see, the fundamental difference in men's and women's sales techniques can be explained in this way. A man, accosted by a fierce dog, will say, "Nice dog," while he gropes around for a big rock as a weapon. But a woman, faced with the same problem, will call softly, "Nice doggy," until the poor brute is convinced that he is an utterly charming dog. So in order to sell a woman, you must beat her at her own game. Ever since Eve sold Adam the apple, women have been the experts at persuasion. When you don't sell a woman, remember, she has sold you on no. The first mistake most men make in trying to sell women is that they endeavor to understand them. Now, frankly, women do not want to be understood. The mystery of women you protest so roundly is something we realize is essential to our charm. If you understood all the workings of our minds, we fear you'd love us much less. So the more you press to understand us, the more devious we become. Actually, understanding is a woman's job. A man complains, "My wife doesn't understand me," and feels wronged because she does not. The truth is, she probably understands him all too well. So, let us women do the understanding, while you men practice these 7 secrets, and we'll buy whatever you want to sell us with enthusiasm.
Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
the corners of my mind. Misty watercolored memory of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind. Smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? And if we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Oh, could we? Memories may be beautiful, and yet what's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. So it's the laughter we will remember. Whenever we remember the way we were. The way we were.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Marvin.
That was very Thank good. You. Very good.
Ocean just to get to you, cause I'm a
jungle Superman. Jungle Superman. Jungle Superman. And I live in a tree.
All the rest of the animals are afraid of me.
I raise a bit of a lion. Oh, I'm a lion. I eat a lot of grass and I'm feeling just fine. Picked up a sheep gorilla, tucked her under one arm.
And the bravest, they all adore me. A deep in me.
I'm a Superman and I live in a tree. The lightest and the strongest on the jungle deep sleep. With a hooping and a howling and a carrying on.
All the other animals leave me alone, cause I'm a
jungle Superman.
And the bravest, they all a dig of me.
Ooh.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.